buy some dope. Let's get high, motherfucker.
Okay, now I want to move on actually to this song, So Dope. How important is it for you to have a song on your records? Because it seems like every record you drop, there's at least one song where you're really, you know, showing up. And, you know, you got the intricate flow patterns and the lyricism. How important is it for you to include a song like that on this record?
It's very important because I'm technician number one. And the technician is a person who loves to listen to music with a technical style of honor. So if I do an album and I don't do no chopping on it, I'm not living up to what I'm supposed to be doing. You know what I mean? And in actuality, you know what I'm saying, a lot of fans would like me to do a whole chopper album. I don't think that would be good, you know what I'm saying, because people do that already. You know what I mean? And I think that every once in a while I'll have two or three or one that will show you that I'm not fucking around, period. You know what I mean? Because I am technician number one, so there will always be a chopper track on a Tech N9ne song, on a Tech N9ne album, or a Tech N9ne collab, or Tech N9ne EP, or whatever, or a song that resembles chopping, you know what I'm saying? Because that's a part of my style, so it's going to come in and out, you feel me? And it's very important to have that, because the fans know that's what they're here for. They've been here since the 90s, you know what I'm saying? And the first big thing I had was Gang Related soundtrack, the Tupac movie, with Jim Belushi, and the song I had on there was Why I Do Want to Stick With Another Head About a Bit. So a lot of people heard me chopping from the beginning, from when they first heard me. You know, now I'm not speaking about the people in Kansas City because they knew me way before 98 to be a chopper, but, you know, Gang Related was what they heard, so that's what a lot of people expect me to do. You know what I mean? And so it's important that I have one to show people that you ain't fucking with me. Want to sit, you know what I'm saying? Just going cuckoo, you know what I'm saying? Or that shit I said on So Dope. Want to sit beside a sick and seduct a sinner seed, something so sinister, seek a sookie, something like a centipede, slip the machine, such a percent of cheese, suck a machine, suck with you, you know, suck with you, sip a fantasy, shit in. All this shit, and I spit you out of commission position, the bitch and dipping on a mission, super submission, all the pistols to quicken the compilation, the kiss of my operation, that's pretty much the box, you know what I'm saying? Just fucking killing it, man. I can hardly say it right now, you know what I'm saying? Because it's so fucking intricate, you know what I mean? And I have to let people know that after all these years, I still got it. It ain't going nowhere. So that's why it's important to have So Dope on this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? And to bring all the people that I brought on it because they're equally dope to me.
Now, I know from talking to you in the past and from listening to a lot of your interviews, I know it's like almost of a painful process to write it. But how does it feel when you pull it off and you listen to the finished track on songs like this?
Man, writing it is a bitch. You know what I'm saying? Because my brain won't let me not rhyme. You know what I'm saying? So my brain always challenges me, you know what I'm saying? So if I started off saying, want to sit beside a sick and seductive Tennessee, my brain say, keep going with the essence. Something so sinister, sick and sooky, something like a centipede, even though centipede starts with a C, but it's an S sound, you know what I'm saying? And then I could have stopped right there. And it's like, no, keep going. Slithering C, searching for synergy, sucking my C, chakra de sticking, sipping Hennessy, shit, you know what I'm saying? It's like that first four bars is like all S's, you know what I mean? And my brain does that to me, you know? And it's hard, you know what I mean, to actually connect like that and really rap in between the beats like that. And that's one of the tricks I have, you know, when the beat drops, boom, I start after the one. That's one of my secrets. I mean, it's one of my techniques, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people, they go right on the one, like, what about you know what I'm saying? Mine is, boom, want to sit beside a sickest, a duck, a Tennessee. I'm inside the beats, and I make it seem like it's faster. Like, boom, want to sit beside a sickest, a duck, a Tennessee. Something so sinister, she goes, I'm all between the beats, you know what I'm saying? After the one. And a lot of the times I start after the one because I don't want to interfere with the chorus. And I stop before the chorus comes in, because I don't like to overlap. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people like to overlap their lyrics, but I like the motherfucker to hear what I'm saying. So my shit is going to be in between the beats. Boom, one, six, seven, six, seven, six, seven, six, something, 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 something. Everything is going up like baka, 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 instead of bada, 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 bada. You know what I'm saying? I could do that shit too, and I mix it up, but I'm usually in between the beats. You know what I mean? So, you know, my brain won't let me not be intricate when I do that shit. You know what I'm saying? Pop one of those cops, put him in the Necropolis, giving his ride to the DeBras, and they're giving their bras to us. With the get the fuck up a couple of the monogamous, stop with the props and take your effing jaws, but then rock with us. And so I'm like, okay, that's where I'm going to stop right there. But then it keeps going. Then did he, because then did he, is on my chin, did he, chin, did he, but then he was again, did he, sucking the creme de la creme in the skin, pretty, then litty, then hitting the gym, and then did he, let it in, I'm the veteran, better than, you know, they're just fucking going insane with rhyming, you know what I mean, and it's still going fast, man, just let you know my skill is not rusty, you motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying?
I'm wondering how it is once you have it done, do you impress yourself, or are you like, how the hell did I just do that?
Yes, I jump for joy. And we have it on DVD, you know what I'm saying? On the DVD that comes with the with the deluxe, I think, you know what I mean? And it got me recording it, dude. And you see me laughing. You see me fucking up, trying to get it perfect. Because it's all about getting it perfect. A lot of motherfuckers think it's about saying it right the first time and all the way through when you're in the studio. In the studio, it's about having it perfect for the fans, for the fans to hear. And then you fucking practice that shit and perform that shit for them live and let them know you can do it, just like I do Worldwide Choppers and Midwest Choppers 2 and Midwest Choppers 1, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's me on there, like, getting it, like, fucking up words and shit, like, start me over, because it's all about getting it perfect. But then when I get it in the studio, I'm jumping for joy and laughing like it's going to be dope, you know what I'm saying? Because it's almost impossible to do that shit, you know what I mean? So when I actually get it out, when I'm writing it, I'm like, ooh, before I go in the booth, I'm like, man, I hope I can do this, man. I hope my tongue and my mouth can do this, you know what I'm saying? Because the older I get, or the longer I keep rapping, the more intricate my shit gets, you know what I'm saying? When you listen to He's a Mental Giant, you know what I'm saying? When it's way different than all the other shit I've been doing over the years, you know what I'm saying? Or when you listen to, when I'm dead, I'm gonna get up in the head of the nigga that said I've been picking the lid up, and I'm winning my fucking predator, I'm gonna get up and let him plus skip the piece of they know humble we luna and unfair, you know what I'm saying? It's like, ooh, it's just getting way more intricate, man. And when I do it and it comes through, I jump for joy because I know the fans are gonna have a ball trying to cipher that shit and record themselves on YouTube doing it like Nina Bianca does. You know what I'm saying? It's like to see a girl redo your shit and get it like pretty tight. You can tell she studied it. You know what I'm saying? And it's, I love to see that for them to study, because that means if they're studying it, they're hearing what I'm saying. And they're really enjoying what I'm saying, enjoying my artistry. You know what I mean?
Definitely. Now, this song is going to be the song that's available when people pre-order the album on iTunes. They're going to be able to get it right away. It seems like this is something that was kind of selected for fans in a way. I mean, why is it important, or why is it good for fans to get this song first as opposed to some of the rest of them?
I hate to spoil the albums. You know what I'm saying? If I had it my way, I wouldn't give too many songs away before the album comes out, because I like for them to inhale or ingest the album all at once. You know what I mean? But it's important for them to get the very best. You know what I'm saying? If they pre-order it, why hold back the very best? You know what I mean? So everything that I let loose are some of the very best, you know what I'm saying? But the whole album is the very best, so it's hard to say, but that one right there, that was hard for me to give away, you know what I'm saying, early. But I know how important it is for the fans to be excited about the album, so and they've been asking for it for a long time. They really want to hear it. They don't want to wait till July 30th. So I said, fuck it. You know, me and Travis agreed that we'd let iTunes have it. You know what I'm saying? iTunes, that's a big one to have, motherfuckers.
Well, I'll tell you that. And this song specifically, I mean, for your fans who are expecting that technical style of rhyme, they know they're going to get it.
Oh, yeah, they know they're going to get it. And when they hear the rest of the people on there, see, I let them hear my verse already. I leaked my verse, you know what I'm saying? And my verse alone got them buzzing, like, oh, shit. You know, like, how does he keep doing it? And I'm like, I'm going to keep doing it, motherfucker. You know what I mean? And the people that I selected to do it, you know, it's some of the people that I selected to do it, it didn't work. You know what I mean? And, you know, I had to, you know, go another route. You know what I mean? Because when you listen to that beat, there's really no hi-hat to keep you in on beat. You know what I'm saying? It's just like boom, 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 boom. You got to fucking rap in between that shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Whatever. You know what I'm saying? You got to be the hi-hat. So that's hard to do, man. And the people that I chose did it. And they did it well.
Dope. You know, and you were just saying, like, fans going, how does he still do it? Those people, like myself included, before we were even able to hear the album, we would hear a lot of the guest features, like the verse you did for Rec, the verse you did for Ritz. And we're just like, oh, man, like, how's he going to have any left over for his own album? Like, what the fuck's he doing? and so it begs the question, man, like, because honestly, I've been working here for a minute. I've asked myself this question, and you always seem to come up with an answer on wax. But I'm asking you now, like, where do you find the inspiration to keep coming up with new flows? I mean, I assume you're going to say with every beat, there's a new flow. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but the thing is, man, I'm still competitive, man. You know what I mean? I know that if I drop something, it has to be better than the last. You know what I'm saying? And I'm a hip-hop fan. So by the grace of God, I still have that. I still got that youngster within me, man. You know what I'm saying? I still have that youngster within me, and I'm going to keep getting younger with the flow. You know what I'm saying? I'm out-rapping a lot of motherfuckers, man. You know what I'm saying? I know that don't matter in a lot of places. You know what I'm saying? But for me, I'm a show out. So every time I go out, you know I got to show out. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, every time I come out, you know what I'm saying, or on track, you know I've got to show out. You know what I'm saying? So it's like that youngster is going to always be within me, that competitive youngster, you know what I mean? And thank the Lord that my shit don't sound old school.
Yeah, man, it really hasn't since I've been listening. Do you think you're going to be better a year from now than you are today?
Yes, because I'm learning new shit every day. Yes. You know, there's so much I have to learn. I'm still like a little kid in the head, man, sometimes, man. You know what I'm saying? It's a little boy within me, dude. You know what I'm saying? I'm finding out more things, and I'm growing up, and I still have the knowledge, and I still have my sex drive like a motherfucker. So, you know what I mean? I'm always, you know what I mean, just be that guy, man. They look at me like, can I see your ID? When I try to buy liquor, I'm like, thank you. That's flattering. And they're like, what, 41? I'm like, yeah, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Mm-mm. Dracula, motherfucker. Younger by the day. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll be 45 looking like 25. Shit. You know what I mean? And it's going to be like that on the flow, too. Whenever they want me, yeah, I'm tired one day, you know what I'm saying? And then the next day I'm not, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, I'm going to keep on getting better. You know what I mean? And I got all these dope motherfuckers around me, these dope young motherfuckers around me, like Seth Crew, like Ritz, like Mayday, like, you know what I'm saying, Stevie Stone, like Chris Calico, Cut Calhoun, all these motherfuckers. And I got hardcore-ass big school to keep you grounded. You know what I'm saying? Like, nuh-uh, that's some bullshit. That's fake shit. Nuh-uh. You know what I'm saying? Big school to keep you grounded. He'll tell you, nah, that ain't good. You know what I'm saying? He hit me the other day. He's like, back in the day when you could turn your hair red, Sweetney was calling you Eve. Now I see your new album cover. Now you look like the queen. Queen. I said, fuck you, nigga. That's a fiery crown. You know what I'm saying? My OG gonna always tell me what he thinks. You know what I'm saying? And I love that nigga for that. You know what I mean? Whatever is weird and unusual, Scooby gonna bring you back down to earth. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, that's why songs like With the Bullshit on my album, you know what I'm saying, with Trade of Truth and Red Cafe and Big School, because that's a part of me also, that gangster shit, you know what I'm saying, and my OG gonna always make sure that I'm well-rounded. You know what I mean? I'm going to keep getting better because I got good people around me, good and talented people around me, and I'm going to keep it that way. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
I'm going to keep it that way.
That,
you know, Angel Davenport is 22 years old. You know what I'm saying? Rapping like a motherfucker. Yeah, I'm trying to put myself around that motherfucker. I'm trying to have that talent around me on my label. Fuck yeah, I'm trying to. Because that's the new shit. You know what I mean? It's like female rapper just fucking shredding bitches.
Yeah.
That's what I need. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to inhale that shit. You know what I mean? Like, stay young on them. Because if you keep it young, your song is always sung.
Yeah, definitely. I almost feel fucked up asking this, but, you know, do you think you can hang with any MC?
Fuck yeah, I do. I've done it on a lot of songs, you know what I'm saying? And I really feel like I do, you know what I'm saying? I'm still peeping Immortal Technique shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's uber smart, you know what I'm saying? And I'm fucking a space cadet a lot, you know what I'm saying? So once I do a song with Immortal Technique and it's a wonderful one, I feel like I accomplished something. I'm about to do one with
Strange Music
right now, and it makes me fucking feel good that they want me on a song. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we got something in common there. You know what I mean? So Immortal Technique, I'm listening to a lot of his music lately and see what he's on, and I'm doing that to see that what we can do together. You know what I mean? And shit, because this shit is ultra political, and I don't really talk about politics, you know what I'm saying, because it starts fights and shit, and, you know, whether OJ did it or not, or whether Tupac is dead or not, you know what I'm saying? So some things I don't talk about because I keep to myself, but maybe I have to let that old Tech N9ne come back out, that old revolutionary Tech N9ne come out to do something with Immortal Technique, but I really do put myself with some of the best MCs. You know what I mean? And because I'm one of them.
Definitely.
You know, everybody can't rap alongside of Chino XL. Everybody can't rap alongside of Crooked Eye, or Royce the 5'9", or Joe Budden, or Zoell Ortiz. You know what I'm saying? Everybody can't rap alongside of Eminem. You know what I'm saying? Everybody can't rap alongside of KRS-One. You know what I'm saying? But I did all those things. You know what I'm saying? Everybody can't rap alongside of Andre 3000. What? Have I done that?
Yeah. And you pulled it off, too.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people that said that he, you know, had to keep up with you. And, like, I love that track because it's two opposing styles almost. But
well, totally. Yeah, he did a stuff thizzle on there. I just did a different style, that's all.
Yeah.
I did my Midwest flow.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I rhyme like a motherfucker. And when I did that song, I had no idea that Three Stacks was going to be on it. You know what I mean? So Andre's spot is forever reserved. You know what I'm saying? Just like Eminem's.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just like mine. You know what I mean? So when you put us together, you know, people will try to put me up against everybody, but I'm with everybody. So
right.
Don't put me up against them. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a weapon against them. I'm their weapon, you know, also in their mind.
Right. You're like feeding off each other.
Totally.
Gotcha. And speaking of all that, and we can talk about this because I'm not going to release this until after the track list and all that shit's out. The guests on So Dope, why did you pick these particular guests?
I didn't start with these people who ended up being. You know what I'm saying? I sent it to some people, and some people, you know what I'm saying, it didn't work. You know, and I reached out to these other people, and it worked. You know what I'm saying?
What are some qualities that you were looking for people on this track?
You have to be able to stay on beat in between the beats that doesn't have a hi-hat or, you know, anything that really keep you on beat. And it's hard to do. You know, that's my major criteria, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it's not on beat, I can't use it. You know what I'm saying? If it's not on beat, rhythm is my main thing. You know what I'm saying? So if something's off beat, my body will feel funny. You know, it'll feel like my equilibrium's off. I can feel it. The slightest thing off beat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. That's about it for this song, So Dope. And I just wanted to, before we wrap this up, can you give a quick word just a quick word about something else and why people should cop it.
I can't stop listening to it. You know, I can't stop listening to it. Like, after I get off this phone, I'm supposed to be writing, you know, saying for studio. And I can't stop listening to it, man. I might want to listen to it again, you know. It's fucking incredible to be able to do all these albums over the years and rap about everything, and all of a sudden you say you have something else is the most cockiest thing I ever heard. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got something else, bullshit. It's supposed to be the same old shit. You know what I'm saying? Same old shit tech. Should have been called that. No, not this album. You know what I mean? This is truly something else. I say stuff that I've never said before on certain songs, that I have to put an apology at the end of a song. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a saint, you know? And, you know, it's fucking massive, man. And I had to make it better than all sixes and sevens that I did. And that's an amazing feat. And you got haters out there that say they hate all sixes and sevens and never liked it. Yeah, they must be stuck in a fucking time warp. And to each of them, they can hate, or they don't even have to hate. They don't even have to be called hate. You know what I'm saying? It's like, if they don't like something, if they like a certain style, they might like KOD better. The KOD element is going to be in all my music. Except the Gates mixtape, because I was running from my darkness. And if you know the Tech N9ne story, you know after KOD I was running from my darkness, and then I accepted it back with seepage. You know what I'm saying? So this whole journey is has been a battle within, with good and evil. And here we are again with Eba, the face of good and evil. You know what I'm saying? I let them see it. Boom. This is Eba right here. You know what I'm saying? This is the person that's been around forever, but I just found a face for it. This is what it looks like in my dream. You know what I mean? And it's my face with my head on fire, but it's a king's crown because I've always been a king, you know what I'm saying? But such evil thoughts in my head, if I let them all out, it'll hurt everybody's feelings. You know what I'm saying? So evil brain. Angel heart, I'd do anything for anybody. Give you my last penny. Angel heart, you know what I'm saying? Do anything. You know what I mean? So this is the face of Eba. So I let them see it, and I gave it to them on three levels again. Fire, water, and earth. You know what I mean? I had so many songs that I had to take some off. You know what I mean? So, you know, not too many songs in water, because it's missing like three songs, you know what I mean? The album was too long to fit on a CD, as usual for Tech N9ne, you know what I mean? But it's a fucking wonderful album, man, you know what I mean? I'm not just saying it. Everybody that hears it, say they get chills. The first song and the last song means so much to me because I got to work with people I came up listening to. The first song and the last song. It opens with a bang and ends with a motherfucking bang, dude. Yeah, the Alpha and the Omega on this album are people that I adore musically and still do to this day. And I was blessed enough to work with them on this album. And the people in between, oh my goodness. You never would have thunk it. You know what I'm saying? The people that came through, who came through and fuck with me in Strangeland on this album, man. You know, it's a fucking roller coaster ride, man. But it's a bigger roller coaster. It's like, it's not World of Fun, it's Cedar Point. Like, all the fucking roller coasters. You know what I'm saying? The biggest roller coaster ever. You know what I'm saying? This would be my Cedar Point of an album. You know what I'm saying? Sandusky, Ohio, motherfucker.
Wanna sit beside a sick and seductive synthesis. Something so sinister, sick and sick, something like a centipede. Slithering she, searching for synergy, sucking my seed. Chakrati sticking, sipping Hennessy. Shitting on the hiss and I'll spit you out of commission. Position the bitch and dipping when I mention slipping submission. All of this is the quick and the copulating and kissing. My operation is dripping to the body, shaking and stripping. I, one of us, car, put him in the necropolis. Giving his ride to the good brides and giving their bras to us. With the gift to break up a couple, that's monogamous. Stop with the props and take off your effing drawers, bitch, and rock with us. Been getting giddy, cause them titties are on my chin, chitty chin. Did he pretend he was again kitty? Yeah. Sucking the creme de la creme in the skin, pretty dim litty, then hitting the trim in Sin City. Yeah. Let it in on the medicine, get a wetter than ever been, never better than a veteran, level dead in the bed again. Rockin' red, I've been in my letterman, bright as Edison, like I said, I head up when it events and I'm fetishin'. Yeah. Open up, you hoes, you know what's up. Yeah. Told you when I bust her clothes, they wanna just yeah. go right off her butt for show. They wanna cut, explode, drop a low, cause the flow is so dope, they wanna fall. So dope, they wanna fall. So dope, they wanna
give it all up and really a bra.
So dope, they wanna fall. So dope, they wanna fall. So dope, they wanna
give it all up and really a bra.
So dope, they wanna
fall. Strange music.